You're listening to SBS News.
According to conventional medical wisdom, leukemia patient Lauren Krelsham shouldn't be alive today.
I was put into palliative care and told that I wouldn't live longer than 6 months. And I remember just being like, no, I'm 20 years old, this can't happen.
Finney and Kenny's rounds of chemotherapy and radiation had also failed to blast his double-hit lymphoma, and he was told he was going to die. But the 50-year-old says it took just one blood infusion for a rare turnaround in a trial of cutting-edge cellular immunotherapy.
It was my last chance, yeah. There was nothing else. I responded basically straight away. It was within 7-8 weeks I just felt completely better and I never looked back since.
24-year-old Lauren Krelsham is now also cancer-free.
It's been all clear ever since and that's it. And it's just a matter of, you know, recovering my immune system now and getting back to life.
The CAR T-cell therapy re-engineers a patient's T-cells and puts them back in the body to fight the cancer. With $80 million of funding earmarked in next week's federal budget, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre in Melbourne will become a global hub for the radical T-cell treatment.
This is groundbreaking work that is happening here, and this will enable this centre to take its treatment and its capability from its current level to a much greater scale.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten was also promoting health policy in Victoria, promising to lift the 6-year freeze on Medicare rebates if Labor wins power.
And this will cover items such as mental health programs, chronic illness checkups, pregnancy consultations.
The $213 million move affects about 100 GP services. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.